Hey there, this is Jacob. Hang on, because things are out of control down Gilead Lane.
Feels like I have to be in 10 places at once these days.
Not everyone can run at your pace, Brooke.
I can't believe she stood me up. I need to do one more little thing.
Brooke!
What was that all about?
Grace, just stand here by the tree.
Like this?
Perfect. Now hold Finn by his harness right next to you. Okay, let's see what we got here. I think this will be nice.
So this picture will be with the article in the paper?
That's what they told me. Have you decided what you're going to write?
Well, Justin and Tiffany are going to write a brief intro for me, and then I'm going to talk about the themes that I use in my stories and why I use Finn in so many of them.
Sounds cool. But when do you start actually writing the advice part of the advice column?
Oh, that'll come soon. But first, I think I'm going to just tell kids how I got started in writing and maybe give them some tips on how they can write some of their own stories.
They'll love it, Grace. You know, every kid in Coleraine is going to want to be a writer now.
Well, you know, that wouldn't be so bad.
The ice cream truck. Man, that sounds good right now.
What do you think, Finn? Should we get some ice cream? I'll take that as a yes.
Got it. That should make a funny picture. Finn begging for ice cream on his hind legs.
Oh, that doesn't sound very professional.
It just shows Finn's lighter side. Okay, we're all set. Thanks for letting me take some pictures.
Oh, you're so welcome, Lauren. It was fun.
I'll walk you home.
Just a few more corrections and this article will be all set.
Working hard, I see.
Yeah, it's almost finished.
Good. Lauren should be coming in with a picture soon.
I hope they're good.
I'm sure they will be. Tiffany, do you have your part of the intro for the article done yet?
Yes, it's right here.
Why don't you give it to Justin so he can finish up the edits?
Fine.
I got the pictures back.
Oh, so let's see them.
Here's the one by the park bench.
Oh, that's really good, Lauren. Finn's looking right at the camera in this one.
Yeah, too bad Grace isn't.
A blind person can't see right where the camera is, Tiffany.
It was no big deal. I just had her face the direction of my voice.
Good thinking, Lauren. I'm proud of you. These are really good pictures.
Thanks, Miss Gray. Oh, I forgot about this one.
Finn looks like he's jumping on Grace.
Yeah, like he's attacking her.
Is Grace screaming?
No. She was just laughing at him. He was barking for some ice cream.
Her face looks weird. The lighting is all wrong. This picture is awful.
Tiffany.
Thanks for the helpful criticism, Tiffany.
No problem.
Don't worry, Lauren. Not every picture's meant for the front page. That's the whole point of the internship, right?
I guess so.
All of your work is going into a file, so you can see how your pictures progress throughout the semester.
Great.
I have to go right now, but I'll look over these in more detail with you later. Why don't you guys look through these and pick out the one you like the best?
Thanks, Miss Gray.
Okay, so which one is it going to be?
How did all these fit in here before?
Brooke, I'm glad I caught you before you left.
What's up?
Well, actually, I was reading in the paper that they're showing the Diary of Anne Frank at the Playhouse, and I thought maybe you'd want to go with me. I know how much you love that book.
That sounds great, Mom, but I have track practice tonight, and I'm supposed to go to a dinner for Spanish Club, Argentinian cuisine.
Ooh, that sounds like a mouthful.
Good one, Mom.
It's playing through the weekend, so let me know if you can fit it into your schedule.
Okay, I'll try and pencil you in.
Oh, thanks. I'll see you later.
Bye, Mom.
You should have seen the picture. It was horrible. It made Finn look like this totally vicious dog.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know how Lauren ever got this internship. Oh, yeah. I forgot. She was the only one that applied.
Well, I hope they don't use that picture for the paper.
They won't. They're going to use a picture by a bench or something.
It wouldn't look very good for Grace if they put that horrible picture in, would it?
Right.
The whole town might think that Finn is an unsafe dog.
Oh,
so you think that if by some mistake the other picture got in...
It would be quite unfortunate for Grace, especially if the article is about Finn.
Wouldn't that be ironic?
Hey, Mom, Dad, I'm heading to work.
Is everything going all right at the store?
Yeah, it's okay. Well, other than the fact that I have to listen to Luke Taylor all day long.
Are you guys giving away the paper at the store?
Sure, I think so. Why? Is your column gonna be in there?
You mean Grace's column. My ideas were all thrown out.
Will you make sure to give out as many copies of the quarterly as you can, Caleb? You want to support the family, don't you?
Yeah, anything for the family. I gotta go. Don't want to be late.
Becca, I know, and I feel really bad that we haven't seen each other in a while. No, that won't work. I have a Fellowship of Christian Athletes meeting. Nope, that won't work either. I could meet you tomorrow, late afternoon. Great, I'll see you then. Hey, Haley. How long have you been standing there?
Long enough. Are you going out again tonight? I thought maybe we could spend some time together.
I wish we could, but I have my FCA meeting. Mm-hmm. Feels like I have to be in 10 places at once these days.
Well, can't you just be in this place right now? I have to do a book report, and I thought you could help me pick out a good book.
I'm flattered you want my help, but I just don't have time tonight. Maybe later. I really have to go to this meeting, Haley.
I guess I'll see you later, then.
Yeah, see ya.
Well, I could go ask Michael about a book. Who am I kidding?
Haley, you want to come help me with dinner?
Sure.
Ooh, are you okay?
I just wanted some help with school.
Can I help?
I guess, but I just thought Brooke might be able to help me choose the right book for my report.
And she's busy tonight.
Yeah.
Well, this might come as a shock, but I've been known to read from time to time.
Mom.
Now, why don't we go to the library after dinner? I think I have just the book for you.
Okay.
Most of all, follow your dreams. God has made us all in an exceptional way to be exceptional for Him. Okay, I think it's all finished.
So, how's the article coming along?
Well, I just finished the editing. You should read the article. It's really good.
I guess Grace was the right woman for the job after all.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, is there something that you need, Tiffany?
Well, I thought I could help. I mean, I am an intern. I do work.
I know, but I thought you had other stuff to do.
Well, I decided I wanted to do this. I can't let you have all the fun now, can I?
Right.
Besides, it's time to go home, and you still have the graphic layout to do.
I can't believe it's time to go already.
Time flies when you're having fun. You know, my mom can't come and get me until later, so I'll have time to work on it.
Well, I do have a lot of homework tonight.
Exactly. Just show me what I need to do.
Well, all right. The information's here in the computer. You just need to put the article in column format and then open a space for the picture.
Right, the one that Lauren took.
Right. Now, make a space for it and scan it in, and then you can give it to Miss Gray to send it to the printers. She just puts it in that bin over there, and then they come pick it up sometime in the night.
Doesn't sound too hard.
Well, if you have any questions, just ask Miss Gray. She told me how to do everything.
Okay, I've got it from here. You can go home now.
Yeah, well, see you later. And thanks for finishing the layout, Tiffany.
It's my pleasure.
The article layout looks really good, Tiffany.
Thanks, Miss Gray.
If you need any help on it...
Actually, I was wondering...
Hold that thought. Hello, Janet Gray speaking. How long has he been like that? Oh. Don't worry, everything will be fine. I'll be there in a few minutes.
Is everything okay?
Yeah, we're gonna have to close up shop, though. I need to take care of some things.
But doesn't the article need to be done by tonight?
I'll probably just come in later and finish it. You guys have done a good job on it.
I could finish it.
You mean leave you alone here? That's really not a good idea.
It's no big deal. My mom is coming to get me in a little while, so I won't even be here by myself that long.
Yeah, but...
Besides, I almost have the article done. There's no reason why you should have to come in later to get it finished when I can just do it now.
Okay. Let me just call your mom real quick and see what she thinks about it. Hi, Monica, this is Janet over at the paper. Yeah, everything's fine. I need to go home to help with my father, but Tiffany would like to stay and finish an article. I don't want to leave her alone here, but she seems to think that you won't have a problem with it. Well, if you think it'll be okay, then I can trust her too. Thanks. I'll talk to you later. Looks like you're on your own.
Great.
The photo for the article is clearly marked on my desk. It's number 15. All you have to do is scan it in.
And drop the article in the box to go to the printers.
That's right. Looks like you've got it covered. I'm going to lock everything on my way out, so just remember to let your mom in.
I'm sure she has a key.
Okay, see you later.
Well, so much for having to make up some reason to stay late. Okay. Just have to go in here and get the pictures. The desk. Number 15. Where are the other pictures? Oh, Lauren's photograph file. This is it. These pictures are so horrible. This is almost too mean, even for me. Oh, here's that one with Finn barking. When good dogs go bad. Story at 11.
Tiffany, are you ready to go?
Just a minute, Mom.
Take your time. I'll be in my office for a few minutes.
Okay. Just gotta scan it. We'll be all set. This is so perfect. Too bad, Grace. This was probably a really great article.
Is everything all set to go?
Mission accomplished.
Don't forget your issue of the Colorin Quarterly. There's a really great article in there you'll want to look at.
Do my ears deceive me, or is Caleb actually doing work over there?
Yeah, he's giving out papers for his mom in our store.
Well, at least he's talking to the customers.
Right.
So, how come you weren't at track practice yesterday, Luke?
I've decided to cut out a season. I mean, I already ran cross country this year.
You're one of the best on the team.
Thanks. I thought about it, but with the store and stuff, I didn't have time to do both.
I guess not.
Not everyone can run at your pace, Brooke. You're in every extracurricular activity offered at Colerain High.
Kind of feels like it. Oh, what time is it?
It's 4:30. Why?
I have to go. I'm going to be late for the spring drama auditions.
Since when have you been in school plays?
As much as I would love to talk with you about it, I have to go. See ya.
Bye. Weird.
Don't forget to grab a copy of the Colerain Quarterly on your way out, sir.
Hey, Luke. Have you seen Brooke? She told me to meet her here.
That's funny because she just left for drama auditions.
What? I can't believe she stood me up.
She's just been a little out of it lately, that's all. Just be patient with her. Brooke was patient with you last fall, remember?
Yeah, you're right. I guess I'll go to the library or something.
You could stay and help out here.
This is probably the best issue of the quarterly since the last one came out. Are you sure you don't want a copy?
Ooh, I think you have all the help you need.
Just look at it.
No, I think we should all read it together.
Great, but we have to tell Grace how it turned out anyway. Why not look at it first so we're prepared?
No. Well, besides, we're here, so we might as well wait.
Justin.
Hi, Grace. It's Justin and Lauren. Can we come in?
Oh, please do. I'm in the kitchen.
Grace, we've got a copy of your first article.
Really?
Yeah, I tell you how it looks, but Justin hasn't let me look at it yet.
I want it to be a surprise for everyone.
Well, I for one love surprises. Thank you so much for bringing it over.
All right, if everyone will take a seat, please. I present to you the Grace Andrews column of the Colerain Quarterly.
What's that picture?
What do you mean? I had it all set aside. This isn't the one by the park bench.
What happened? How's the picture?
No, it's the funny one I took. Oh, the one that looks like Finn's attacking Grace.
Oh, you mean with the ice cream man?
I can't believe it.
believe this. My other picture was so good. It fit perfect with the article.
Yeah, now people are going to think Grace's story is about some vicious dog who attacks blind ladies.
It's pretty ironic when you think about it.
Justin, weren't you the one who edited the article?
Well, I did all the corrections and everything, but then Tiffany wanted to do the rest.
Oh, Tiffany, I knew it! This isn't a mistake, is it?
Tiffany is a lot of things, Lauren, but she wouldn't do something like this. She was doing her work.
Yeah, and she wouldn't cheat either, right, Justin? She changed the pictures to make Grace look bad. By now, everyone in town has seen this picture.
Oh, I don't look that horrible, do I?
No, Grace.
Really, you two, it's just not that big of a deal. I'm sure there was just some misunderstanding.
Either way, I'm gonna make sure it gets cleared up. We work for the paper to represent as much of the truth as we can. Now people will think something about Finn that isn't true.
You're right. I probably shouldn't have left Tiffany alone. Let's go.
Again, I'm very sorry for the misrepresentation of Grace Andrews and her seeing eye dog Finn. Please note the picture that should have accompanied the original article. I hope this confusion will not stop you from reading the Coleraine Quarterly in the future. Sincerely, Tiffany Richter. Well, that certainly was interesting.
Yeah, I'm surprised Tiffany even wrote it.
My guess is she didn't have much of a choice. Listen, son, I want you to stop blaming yourself for this, all right? You trusted Tiffany to do her half of the work, and the rest was her responsibility. You cannot control what she does.
I want to.
But you can't follow her around 24 hours a day, can you?
No.
No. Unfortunately, you can't stop every bad thing from happening. But we have to remember that God isn't surprised by the bad things that do happen.
Like what Tiffany did?
Yeah, right. The only thing you can control is what you do. It's not that we don't make mistakes, because we all do. But we have to make a conscious effort to do what God wants us to do.
I'm trying, Dad.
I know you are, son. And I'm proud of you.
Are you sunbathing already, Haley? Summer's a long way off.
For your information, I'm reading a book.
Okay.
How come you're home so early? Did you run out of stuff to do?
Actually, I made it through all the auditions, and I just got a part in the school play.
Great. It was nice knowing you.
Haley?
Anyway, you better go inside. I think Becca's waiting for you.
Oh, no. I can't believe I forgot again. Oh, Becca! Oh, Becca, I'm so sorry.
Me too. Maybe we should give Brooke a chance to explain.
It's all right. I understand. You have a lot of important things going on. I just wish you would tell me when you don't want to get together.
No.
Then I wouldn't feel like I was waiting around all the time.
Becca, you know that's not true. I want to hang out with
no,
you.
No, Brooke, you don't have to explain. I really have to go. So maybe I'll talk to you later. Thanks for talking with me, Mrs. Morrison. It meant a lot to me.
Oh, anytime, Becca.
What was that all about?
We need to talk, Brooke. This is getting out of hand.
My schedule?
You've just got way too much going on. You don't know whether you're coming or going.
It'll be fine once I settle down into a routine.
Honey, you are a very gifted and ambitious young lady. You're good at so many things.
Thanks, Mom.
But you need to slow down a little bit.
Really? Mom, I can handle it.
You mean by standing Becca up and never seeing your family?
No.
Come on, this isn't like you at all, honey. You're just not acting like yourself. You've let Becca down, your sister, me.
I'm sorry. I just need to get more organized.
When you give someone your word, it's important to keep it.
I know.
But it's almost impossible to be accountable when you're giving your time to so many different things. Ah, Becca misses you. You know she's still dealing with not having her mother around.
I know.
Having you as a friend really helps her. You listen and care about her, and that is so important.
And I don't want to stop doing that.
Then don't. You have control over what you do, Brooke. If you want to make more time for Becca, then do it. It's your calendar.
It's just so hard to say no to stuff. I feel like everybody needs me. The drama teacher practically gave me a part before I auditioned.
then let me say no for you. I think one major activity for the spring is enough, especially with your job.
But, Mom, I can't back out.
I'm sorry, honey, but you are going to have to make a choice. I'm not going to argue with you about it. If you don't choose something to drop, Dad and I will.
Okay.
Oh, listen. Becca isn't the only one that misses you. Haley wants to spend more time with her big sister.
I really haven't meant to ignore. I've just been so busy.
That's exactly my point. Oh, come on, honey. You know how much Haley loves you. When you don't spend time with her, it makes her feel unimportant.
Like everything else is better than being with her.
Yeah, the rest of the family likes seeing your face every once in a while, too.
I know. I'm really sorry I didn't go to the play with you, Mom.
Oh, Brooke, it's not just about the play. I love being with you. I want to hear about your life, how school's going, all that mother-daughter stuff.
I love spending time with you too, Mom.
Mom, can I go to the library? I need to return this book.
Oh, sure, honey.
I can walk you over there, Haley.
What, you don't have something else to do?
The other things can wait. I'm sorry I've been such a jerk.
You really have been.
Haley, Brooke is trying to apologize.
I know, it's okay. Just stop acting like everything else is more important than we are.
I really haven't meant to make you feel that way.
Well, don't let it happen again.
I'll try not to.
Mom, did you want to come with us?
Oh, I'd love to. I'll just go tell Dad and Justin where we're headed.
Oh, before we go, I need to do one more little thing.
Brooke!
I need to call Beck and straighten things out.
Oh, I guess we can wait.
Ephesians 5:15-17 says, "Therefore be careful how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise, making the most of your time, because the days are evil. So then do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is." Our time and how we use it is very important to God. Every minute counts. A minute spent worrying about what others are doing is a minute lost. Or a whole bunch of minutes going from activity to activity to activity may not be the best use of our minutes. If you're 12 years old, you may only have 33,112,800 minutes to use. Now that's a lot of minutes, but they go by fast, so be wise. We at CBH Ministries do what we do because God loves kids. From Down Gilead Lane to our free devotional, Keys for Kids, we want to communicate God's truth to kids in an excellent and fun way. But we can't do that without your help. You can learn more and find other resources on our website, cbhministries.org. If you'd like to order a CD copy of this episode or any other episode you've heard, you can order online at cbhministries.org or by phone at 888-224-2324. That's 888-224-2324. However you contact us, it's helpful to know the call letters of the great station that you listen to. Today's program, Deadlines and Datebooks, was written by Leah Gardner and directed by Beth Klima. Our production engineers were Steve O'Dell and Scott Heckman, with music by John Campbell. Our executive producer is Randy Heckman. And I'm Jacob, hoping you'll join us again next week for more Down Gilead Lane, a listener-supported production of CBH Ministries, because God loves kids.